Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
You know, you think about the legendary receivers that have come through these parts. Monk, Clark, Moss. Now there's Diggs. What do they all have in common? One-syllable last names. So got to get one of those one-syllable last name dudes to talk to us about what he thinks of Stephon Diggs. Who better than Santana Moss, who, of course, longtime NFL player, star here for Washington, is now part of the Commanders, is an analyst for the team. Santana, I appreciate you taking time out of your day here to join me. What'd you think, Stephon Diggs, when you heard the news? What'd you think?
I was ecstatic, you know, to say the least. You know, I was one of those guys on record saying that I wouldn't care if we went out and got another guy with a name like a Diggs or IU, because I feel like we had a bunch of guys that could contribute to that position, to that wide receiver two position. You know, when you have a Vance Jefferson, you have De'Ami Brown, guys like who's starting to really develop, all these guys, you know, you name, you get A-Dub in the draft. When you have so many other receivers in the room, you want to see these guys develop and get a shot to really step up into that, you know, to that void. And so I really didn't care. And I've been a part of rooms like this. I've been a part of cores where, you know, we go with the guys we have. You're going to have a stud or two out there already, and then you go with the guys you have. But to say the least, man, when you got a chance to get a guy like Diggs and coming off the season that he came off of last year, you add that to the equation with the Terry McLaurin and those slew of other guys, man, it just got us better, man, offensively and in that wide receiver room.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, I wasn't, like, screaming, oh, they have to get somebody. Now, I wanted to see what it looked like in camp, and we're, you know, six practices in. To me, you're the expert here, but to me, I thought the group looked pretty good. All the guys, whether it was De'Ami Brown, Luke McCaffrey, Treylon Burks, like, et cetera, like, they've all had a day where they've looked pretty good or you know, multiple days, and they could have a role if you're doing, like, wide receiver two by committee, but I don't know that any of them are – Stephon Diggs from a play calling standpoint. So what does it mean to have two guys out there that are probably going to be out there the most? Does that change anything for David Blau, knowing he's got these two guys as opposed to having to sort of rotate a bunch of guys in?
I don't know if it changed anything for the play caller. I do believe that, you know, that just strengthens our quarterback, you know, opportunities of making sure every time he drops back, he got someone lethal out there he can get a ball to. And then it's going to get a lot of other guys wide open. You know, when you have two dominant guys, I mean, you watch this game long enough. When you see guys, you know, with cores like this, you look at the guys over there in Cincinnati, how they play together. Some other cores, when you watch the Green Bay Packers last year, they had about three guys out there that really played well in sync. Not sure how this thing is going to really pan out. I think we all going to be looking forward to seeing how it does. But Diggs, man, he's one of those veterans that he can get the job done. He's shown it time and time again. Do he bring something extra with him? Yeah. But I think when you come to an organization like what we have now, and with the, you know, with the body of work that we display, you know, far as the brotherhood, you know, culture, and just the coaches that we have here, you know, guys like Diggs are ready to buy in and be a part of something that can really win. So I'm just looking forward to seeing how this thing pans out. Like I said before, if you had to just judge and gauge off of last year alone, man, you're getting a stud. And you know, I think his whole career speaks for that.
No doubt. We're speaking with Santana Moss about the Commanders getting Stephon Diggs. So, obviously, Terry McLaurin is still the guy here. I don't think there's any question about that. How do you kind of see that combination? What do you like as a compliment, or what do you think maybe they're lacking between those two guys?
Well, when you look at them, you know, they probably around the same size, you know, when it comes to height.
Right.
We didn't gain anything there. I think Diggs, he could bring a lot to the table. Terry's still blazing. You know, Terry's getting up there in age, but he's still running with the best of them. And he's still one of the best to come down with those 50-50 balls. And he's just a game changer, man. He's one of those guys that don't get a lot of credit for what he does because he's so quiet in what he does. But when in doubt, you throw it to 1-7 and he's coming down with it. And when I watched Diggs play last year, man, he just showed this kind of edge to his game that if you may have thought he lost something from the knee injury, he found a way to show you he had something else in his bag. And that's what you want, especially when you see the different coverages that, you know, teams are coming up with. You know, Diggs found his way to get open in zones, man-to-man. He just did it all. You put the ball in the guy's hand, and he made plays. So I'm imagining just him going out there and saying, hey, give me opportunities. And like I said before, he plays with an edge that I'm sure that's going to be welcome to this team and his offense. And when you got JD5 out there at quarterback, man, you know, the sky's the limit for all those guys. So that's why I was real big on just seeing all those guys mature into their role and be as one. But it doesn't stop there. I think those guys still have, you know, have room to go out there and be productive as well with Diggs being on the team.
You know, you mentioned that competitiveness. We can measure speed. We can talk about drops, which he's very good at catching the ball, very, very few drops. We can talk about a lot of analytics that measures the physical athletic part of it, but the competitive part, unless I'm missing it, there's not a metric that defines that. And I think that is such an underrated thing, because no doubt you've had teammates or seen guys who you're like, they could maybe, you know, run faster than everybody or jump higher, who just didn't have that drive to that will to get it done. And having a guy like Diggs, I'm not saying they don't have other guys like that, but adding that kind of presence, I just think is going to matter a lot.
Yeah, he's a dog, man. He's a pit bull. I love this. I love what he brings to the game. Everyone's not built the same, you know, when it comes to how they go about their business, and that's what you want. And that's what he brings, something different, something that we don't probably have individually, but you're going to see it. He's one of those guys, you're going to hear him and you're going to see him. You know, Terry's one of those guys, you're going to see him. You know what I mean? He don't have to talk it. He go out there and show it. But Diggs is one of those guys. You get him riled up, you're going to hear from him, and then you're going to see him, you know, strut his stuff. So, like I said before, man, you need some of those kind of guys on your team when you're trying to, you know, get to where these guys are all trying to get to. But like I say, man, who knew we would go out and reach and go grab him? And now that we have, I'm glad that he's on board, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, a lot of people were asking over the last few weeks, hey, why not bring back Deebo Samuel? He's sitting there, and he is now subsequently signed with San Francisco. But people were like, why not bring him in? To my view, and I think this is where the team was, look, Deebo, as we saw last year, can be a really productive player, but he is not a traditional wide receiver. He's not a guy who's like running the same routes as everybody else. You have to design certain plays for him. And last year when Terry was out, I think they kind of lacked that, you know, sort of number one type. Whereas like Stephon Diggs, not saying he is still a top 15 receiver in the league, but both from the mentality perspective, the route tree perspective, that he is more of that kind of a guy. Is that a fair way to look at it? Hopefully Terry does not get hurt, but should Terry get hurt, they maybe now have a guy who can fill that role, whereas last year they just didn't.
You know, I'm one of those guys, man. I think when Debo was the guy that can do it all, too. I think Debo get caught up into the whole his body type makes people think that he can't run the regular routes. And with that being said, you know, he didn't necessarily have to. You know, he was a guy that just put the ball in his hand. He made plays. So I'm going to give Debo the benefit of the doubt. He was a guy that, man, anytime we put the ball in his hand, it was something happening. You know, he made something happen out of it. Now, I do get what you're saying when it comes to a more traditional type of receiver, you know, and that this guy's going to run this. He's going to run the. He's going to run every route on the route tree. I think if you play wide receiver in this league, you have to be able to do that regardless. Even the tight ends are running every route on the route tree nowadays. So I'm just going to say, you know, it's not fair to look at Debo that way. I just feel like we needed more. We needed more help than just Debo. Debo went out there and did what he can do.
Right.
And it was the other guys that had to kind of like, you know, fill in that void and give us some help. Luke did a great job with his time. Lane did a great job with, you know, being a first-year guy and showing that he flashed and showed that he could have, you know, true potential. But I think one of the things that makes this, I think, a greater pickup is we do have Terry from the start right now in camp, and then now you add a name and you add the talent of a Diggs together, seeing these guys be able to, you know, take the field together in the preseason or just start the season off if everything goes well. That just brings us a little, you know, that makes us a lot more lethal, you know, and Debo had to carry a lot by himself last year, and I think he did a great job at it. But with having a Diggs, man, Diggs has been known to be a guy that you can see him inside, outside. You don't necessarily have to worry about, you know, doing gadget stuff with him. He's one of those guys that he can run from the slot or the outside.
Yeah, no, totally fair. I mean, Debo, I think, had a pretty good year. It just, you know, the way things went, and yeah, I think just Diggs is more of the complete option for them. All right, let me broaden out the room here, because it's not just going to be Terry McLaurin and Stephon Diggs. They will have other guys out there. And, you know, before this Diggs signing, the way I was looking at it was you had seven veterans for maybe six spots. I'm not, you know, some of the younger guys, Jaden Bradley, Jacoby Jones, you know, not discounting them, but kind of seven vet for six spots. Now it may be eight for six. We'll see. They could keep another guy, but it's hard to. Who stood out to you watching here so far in camp? You can go back to OTAs and minicamp if you want as well. Which of the other guys, non-McLaurins, have kind of stood out to you so far?
Everybody's been having a day. You know, everybody's picking a day to say, hey, you know what? Let me catch that taxi and show that I got something, you know, in my bag as well. All these guys have really, you know, stood out and flashed so far in camp. It's only been, what, 6 to 7 days so far?
Yep.
And I think if you really look at it, you know, to a man in that room, you saw Terry, you know, and that's obvious. I think Burks have raised eyebrows. Just seeing Burks be able to be here full time to really get a full off season in with these guys, with Jaden, you know, it gives you high hopes, man. Because like I said before, when you have a guy that big with that potential, you know, of a first round talent, and to really kind of get comfortable and have confidence coming off a season that he had last year, where he was able to kind of gain some of that confidence and get comfortable with what we was doing. The sky's the limit for him as well. But A-Dub, you know, he's shown that he can be a savvy little young stud in this league. And I think when you think about it, a guy who showed flashes that develop and that has been showing his growth in developing as a wide receiver is Luke, you know, and then Vance Jefferson, you know, to me, man, Jefferson, when we first picked him up, I was high on him because I don't think he get a lot of credit. You know, I've been watching this kid for a long time. I've been watching him everywhere he goes, especially when he was with the Rams. Don't say a lot. He's like Terry, don't say a lot, but just make plays. And, you know, when you got guys that's not flashy, Jefferson reminds me of a James Strass. Run every route, you know, humble, going to help the core out tremendously with his knowledge, and just a worker. You know what I mean? Just a guy that's a savvy vet that's going to go out there and work. I played with guys like him, David Patton, James Strash, guys when I was in New York. You know, it was so many guys that Jefferson reminds me of. So guys like him and De'Ami Brown, like I said, every guy in that room has shined so far in this camp. So when you bring in the Diggs, it just stiffened the competition, man. And And now it's going to be it's one of those cores that now we're going to – everyone was already watching to see what we're going to do at the wide receiver two position. But now when you bring in a guy like that, I think it kind of calms down that chatter. But still, it's competition. It's going to be a competition. Don't get me wrong. I understand what Diggs brings to the table, and I love it. But every guy in that room now probably is coming to camp with a little chip on their shoulder saying, okay, now I have to go out here and really – you know, tie my laces up a little tighter, man, show them that I'm worthy.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You mentioned Luke McCaffrey. I wanted to double-click on him. Yesterday, Tuesday, there's no such thing as the MVP of practice. If there was, I might have given it to him. He was the only guy that scored a touchdown for the offense. He had another long...
Ashburn All-Pro.
Yeah, absolutely. Had another big catch. Up the middle. This is a guy, obviously, who, you know, unfortunately last year, his year was cut short because of an injury. You know, fair to say he has not quite lived up to the status of being a third round pick, but I think people have been way too early to sort of just want to cut bait with him. You mentioned you think he's sort of stepped up. What have you kind of seen with him? And now with Diggs, what kind of a role could a guy like McCaffrey have with Terry and Diggs as the main guys?
Well, like I said before, we don't know how any of this stuff is going to pan out until we see it. Like I said before, one of the things about having opportunities, they all still have an opportunity to go out there and make their case for, you know, where they want to be at in that wide receiver group. I don't think you come into a season and say it's but a few guys on that team that probably came in and slotted as a starter. You know what I mean? Slotted as a guy that, hey, you're the guy for that position. It's but a few of them. But to say that, you know, our mindset is always still, you know, it ain't over until the fat lady sings. And right now the fat lady hasn't sung. It's still a lot of more days in camp. So they have to go out there with that mentality of earning their keep regardless of who just came in the door. Just like the guy who just came in the door, I bet, you know, rest assured he's going to come in there and work his behind off to make sure that they know that he's coming for a spot. But when I look at a guy like Luke, I think what brings him value to us is what he can do on special teams. And the thing that stands out the most from him is you get a guy that came in, we drafted him in what, third round, and he was a quarterback in college. And so when you don't have that much reps, you know, I tell my youngest son this all the time, like, you know, you're trying to stack days or reps when you're new to a position or when you haven't got enough those reps in. And I think that's what's been shown from, you know, from day one to now year three with Luke. You know, the confidence is there. You know, he's running fluid routes, not thinking about it. And it looks natural more so now because of how many years he's been doing this, how many years he get a chance to really practice running routes in the offseason and being mindful that, you know, the different things, the different nuances that he has to, you know, have in his bag as being a receiver. You know what I mean? So it's a different ball game when you fresh and you come up from one position, but you know the other position. But when you out there and you continuously, you know, repping these routes and doing these plays and over again, you can only get better. And I think that's what you see from him. So I think what he has going on his side right now, he was a tremendous kick returner that had potential of probably being one of those guys considered for a Pro Bowl before he got hurt. And now when you have that kind of success and you start, you know, feeling yourself a little bit, it's only right that he comes back with the way he's been seen so far. He's hungry and he's going out there and showing that each and every day in camp so far.
Last question here for Santana Moss, just broadening this out for the offense. This is David Blau, first time coordinator, first chance we're getting to see at least a little bit of what he may what they may look like this year on offense. I mean, he's shown a fair amount of trick plays, to be honest, so far in camp. But just curious, as from your, you know, point of view as a former receiver, what has stood out to you about the way David Blau is running the offense, calling plays, and what does it mean for these receivers to help, you know, scheme them open?
Well, I think when you take a couple of pages out of where he come from and some of the things, some of his background, you know, being in Chicago and knowing how they did things over there, I think for me, I've been paying more attention to just, you know, Jaden getting a chance to get the ball, you know, from under the center. I think that's going to help tremendously for Jaden individually and our offense as a whole. I remember talking to London Fletcher so much about this last year, and you know, London as a linebacker and as one of the greats in this game that should be a Hall of Famer, he always spoke, you know, highly about just seeing us in shotgun. That makes it easier for the linebacker. They don't have to really, you know, worry about that play action. And when you have a guy as lethal as Jaden with his legs, you will love to see him have that, you know, that part to add that part to his game where he can really make you work, make you, you know, earn your keep, you know, that day instead of just sitting back there knowing that we're going to fake it, like we're going to give it to somebody, and then now he's sitting back there patting the ball, getting ready to throw it. That kind of plays into the defense. So with knowing that we're going to have more snaps under center, man, I'm just looking forward to seeing the offense, you know, kind of have an extra help with now the defense can't tee off on Jaden especially. And now you really could see the dynamic in our run game because now they have to honor Jaden as a runner and those guys that we have behind him as running backs, you know what I mean? So that's something I'm looking forward to more than anything. I think right now it's kind of early for me to kind of like pinpoint something that I've seen, you know, that stood out because I won't know what they got going on until I really see it. I'm not out there long enough, and, you know, they're not showing us all the stuff right now because it's preseason.
No doubt. Santana, I so appreciate you doing this. I know you spent a lot of hours out there in Ashburn, you know, working with Logan, and you got to keep Fred Smoot in line. That's a full-time job, and breaking it all down on the various shows you do. Thank you so much for the time and the insight, and yeah, things are going to get a lot more interesting watching the receivers going forward. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you for having me, buddy. Take care.
No doubt. All right, Santana Moss there with some great insight. 301-230-0980. Oh, actually, you know what? We have a guest here in a little bit. What do you think, Anthony? We probably need to roll here. All right, we'll come back to calls. We have a guest here, 5:30, Adam Kaplan, NFL Insider, talk about how Washington landed Diggs and a bit more. We'll get to all that here on the Team 980.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
All right. I originally booked our next guest to discuss the possibility of Stephon Diggs coming to the Commanders. Well, now Adam Kaplan and I, NFL Insider with Sirius XM and Sports Radio 810, we're going to discuss that he is here, among other NFL topics. Adam, I can't imagine this was a surprise for you, but what do you make of the fact that the Washington did go out and decide to bring in another receiver in Stephon Diggs?
Well, as I told you when I was on with you last, this is before Brandon Ayuk, well, sort of around the time that Brandon Ayuk started to exhibit some odd behavior, the Commanders wanted to sign Brandon Ayuk when the Niners would release him. They had no plans to trade for him. They wanted a veteran receiver, Bailey, who would know the offense. They're going to move to West Coast terminology. They're changing the scheme, and Adam Peters knows him, obviously, and so does Daniel. So that situation blew up, so they turned to Plan B. Stephon Diggs, talking to the Patriots not too long ago, there were a couple things going against him. Making way too much money, couldn't justify the contract. He was going to make over $22 million this season. No chance he was coming back at that. They had two targets. Romeo Dobbs, they had a familiarity with him. There's some people with the Packers who were with him years ago. And they really wanted A.J. Brown, which was their number one target. In fact, 3 years ago, well before Mike Vrabel got there, Elliott Wolf called the Eagles and tried to get A.J. Brown, but the Eagles were working out his final extension. So that blew up on them. So they got their man, and there was just no room for Stephon. So a person close to the Patriots told me that he was actually a model citizen with them. We know what happened in Buffalo. He played his way out of there. Really played his way out of Minnesota. Both parties wanted to be done with each other. But, no, they were very happy with him. Worked very well with Drake May. Did everything they asked. Came back from a pretty serious injury. You know, pretty well. But when they did that contract, 3 years and over $43 million, and they basically fully guaranteed about a year and a half, there was really no way that they could justify bringing them back. So moving forward to the Washington situation, he's going to fit in well. I mean, they need him badly. They know they need to add another veteran. They've done that. They know they're going to do that before the season started. They've done that now. They've got Burks, who's been around a little bit around the football team. They've gotten to know him. They're very young otherwise, other than McLaurin and Diggs, and I just feel like the person I spoke with spoke very highly of Diggs. He said, look, he should do very well with any young quarterback that he plays with, and now we know who it's going to be with Jaden Daniels.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny you mentioned that the Patriots got Romeo Dobbs. The Commanders were in the mix for him, so I guess to some degree there's an irony that the Patriots get Dobbs, and because of that, essentially the Commanders end up getting Stephon Diggs. You know, he is still highly productive, over 1,000 yards a year ago. He's also 32, turns 33 in November. Father time, kind of doesn't lose a lot of battles. Maybe they get delayed, but he doesn't lose them. we're not worried about that happening, but based on anything you saw, you know, they ended up moving him more inside last year at New England. Perhaps a sign that, hey, he's maybe slowing down a bit for the outside, but he can still be really effective inside. Is there any concern that he is maybe on the last legs, or is that just foolish talk considering?
No, it's real. No, he's been slowing down. In fact, you know, he was, I don't want to not call him elite deep threat, but when they made their run to play Philly in 2017, very early in his career, he could fly. Like, he came out of University of Maryland, and he dropped because of some football character stuff. I know, talking to people at Maryland, he just needed to grow up a little bit. Super competitive guy. Coach that I talked to, worked with him over the years, said, as long as you let him know why you're doing certain things, he's fine. It's when you're not sure and you don't communicate well with him, he's going to have a problem with you. But his issue is he doesn't run that well anymore. He had the ACL injury, and he's a possession receiver now. Now, last year, it's interesting. They had Matt Collins for the Patriots, who's a really good special teams player, and he does one thing. He could flat-out fly. He won a Super Bowl ring with the Eagles 9 years ago. Hard to believe. But they didn't really have a slot receiver. And Kyle Williams was their third-round pick. They told me he wasn't ready. And Pop Douglas is very small. You can't use him on a lot of snaps. So Diggs line up a lot inside and did what they asked. So, yeah, look, I know it's 1 year. The report's 1 year from ESPN and others, 1 year up to $12 million. It's going to be for far less than that. But there's incentives built in. I know Washington's thinking here. Get a veteran receiver who could work well with a young quarterback in a short to intermediate area. You know, Chigo Conco is a great athlete, but he's not a possession tight end. They don't really have that guy, Ben, as you know. So Diggs is going to be that guy. He actually should have a pretty good year if healthy.
Yeah, I've been saying the one question I have, and we're talking with Adam Kaplan here, NFL Insider for SiriusXM, about how Okonkwo gives you a lot, I think, from the 20 to the 20. But in the red zone, I don't know that he's going to be anything close to what Zach Ertz was the last couple of years, being really effective in that space with Jaden Daniels. So who's going to do that? And now you add a guy in Stephon Diggs. Not that he's like the world's biggest target, but he knows how to get open. He knows how to be aggressive for the ball. And yeah, he may very well be a guy that they ultimately have to end up using more in that space.
Well, although I would tell you, and you know, you've been in camp, and I'm hoping to be there on Wednesday, next Wednesday, when Miami comes in for that joint practice. And Tony Williams is really a slot receiver who could play the Z position, the move, but he's more of a slot receiver. A lot of coaches I spoke with before the draft saw him as a slot. Diggs could play inside or outside. He's not an X receiver. McLaurin's played both X and Z over his career. McLaurin will be their X, and then you know Jalen Lane's there. They have a lot of guys, by the way, could play the slot or play inside. They're going to be heavy 12 personnel anyway, so it's not a big deal. But, yeah, Chig Okonkwo, talking to the Titans coaches, absolutely not physical. He's just not. He's built like a receiver. You got. He's more of a slot tight end. So, yeah, I don't know. Ben, that's actually a really good point. De'Ami Brown's there. They need someone physical in the red zone. I don't know if they have that guy.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see. They've done a lot of red zone work in camp. Obviously, it's camp and it started, but they haven't had a ton of production. But, again, we'll see. The defense looked better as well. We're talking again with Adam Kaplan, NFL insider. Let me move away here from Washington for a minute and go elsewhere. I really hesitate to even bring this up, but we're going to do it just as an NFL topic, no longer a Washington topic. What is the deal now with Brandon Ayuk? I haven't paid any attention since camp started here. The whole point was he needed to get reinstated and show up to get San Fran to maybe make a move. Is there any progress there? He still, I presume, hasn't shown up. What's the deal?
Well, the thing is, I don't think he has representation at the present time. He's going to have to show up because the Niners have to get him off the roster by the start of the regular season. I know he voided some guarantees, but here's the thing. The way that the termination pay works, you can apply for it once in your career if they release you. I just can't imagine like they're going to let it go down to that. It's really bizarre to me. This is one of the most bizarre situations that I could ever imagine with an NFL team. His behavior, which is bizarre. Why wouldn't you report to the team so they could release you, just get it over with? But because he's kind of screwed that up with his behavior, I don't know what he's doing. So to answer your question, I don't know that anyone has any idea right now.
Fair enough. That's been it's been what we've been all thinking for the last couple months, so why should it be any different now? Let's go to a team that you do follow on a regular basis, and that's the Philadelphia Eagles. You mentioned A.J. Brown earlier. Philly moved on from him, and you know they have a lot of other receivers to go with Devontae Smith. Maybe it's not the exact same situation as Washington was in for these pre-digs, but a lot of guys, they draft Malik Lemon, et cetera. What's that receiver situation looking like now in the post-A.J. Brown world?
Yeah, I've seen them twice. So Mekhi Lemon, unfortunately, is a first-round pick out of USC. He will be their slot receiver when healthy. He missed the majority of their offseason program and a chunk of training camp with the same he had a setback with his hamstring, same injury that he had in the spring. So that's a concern. He's not ready yet. Devontae Smith just suffered a hamstring injury. Day-to-day, Dontavian Wicks, number 13, who came over from Green Bay in a trade, probably was not going to be kept by Green Bay. He would have had a hard time making it as their overloaded receiver, but he's had a phenomenal camp through six practices. He's been the story of their offense. He's been great. So he's going to play a lot. He'll be one of their top three receivers. They're a team that's going to be what we call a balanced 11 and 12 personnel offense. Lots of two receiver sets, lots of three receiver sets. This depends on who's doing well. They have eight tight ends on the roster, Ben. It's kind of ridiculous. They don't need this many. Eli Stowers was their second-round pick out of Vanderbilt. He's nowhere near ready. He's undersized. He's got length, but he needs to bulk up. He was a former quarterback. He's only been playing tight end for 4 years. So that's a concern. Dallas Goedert came out of nowhere to score 11 touchdowns last season. He's back on a one-year deal. And it's crazy. The best year of his career, Ben, but he took a pay cut. I don't quite understand that one, but their passing game was atrocious last season. They're going to West Coast, pure West Coast, with Sean Mannion, who, like David Blau, has only been coaching for 3 years. It's Blau. You know, it's really interesting, Ben. Three teams are going to West Coast this season: Washington, New York, the Giants, and the Eagles, all going to West Coast terminology, and the scheme and all the and everything that comes along with it. So Philly's got enough there with A.J. Brown. They're still going to be okay. They're in their pass target group, but they got to get healthy.
So interesting. So, you know, I haven't really thought about the rest of the division and why. I'm just focusing here on the Commanders that you'll see when you're out here next week. They just have more athletes out there. The defense is guys are flying around. How it all plays out, of course, is to be determined. But I have not been able to figure out how I think the NFC East is going to play out this year. All the teams are interesting, and all of them have questions. Do you have a feel? I'm sure you've probably thought about this as to how
a little bit,
how this division you think might play out.
So, I know the odds makers have the Eagles as a slight favor. They're plus 105, and Dallas is depending on the book, maybe plus 200. I would have the Eagles as a slight favorite. I certainly have concerns. Their offensive line, which was 2 years ago, maybe one of the best in NFL history, was horrendous blocking for the run last season, just broke down. They had major injury concerns. Now they're healthy now, but we'll see if they could block. If they can't run the football, they're not going to win the division. They got away with it last year because Dallas was not competitive defensively. Well, they brought in Christian Parker, who was with the Eagles. He's going to run the Vic Fangio scheme. They're going to change from a 43 to a 34. Their defense will be better, but they've got problems with the back end. I would pick them to be second. I like Washington in third. Now, look, we've seen each year there's one or two teams that go worst to first. It to me, with Washington, so much has to work out. Durante Jones, I know they're really excited about him internally. He's going to run their defense. They're moving to a 34. They were so aggressive in the offseason. They needed to be with their defense, and they've tried to help out Daniels with they kind of overdid it running back more than I knew they were going to do it, but not quite to the degree that they really were aggressive at running back. They're feeling better about their offensive line. They're going to mostly zone. It's going to be different. There are a lot of questions with this team. I think 7 or 8 wins is realistic with this team, but for them to be better than that, Daniels has got to be elite like he was a couple years ago.
Last thing here with Adam Kaplan. You said you've been moving around the league, checking in on some teams. I don't know where you've gone exactly, but whether it's those teams or just anybody else, what's been the most interesting team to you 1 week into training camp, more or less, for good, bad, indifferent, whatever? What's been the most interesting team to you so far as the start of training camp?
Well, I haven't been there yet, and I'm hoping to get there. And maybe I'll just wait till Aaron Donald signs. Aaron Donald's going to sign with the Rams. That's not a secret to anybody who's been paying attention. He wants to sign there. You know, he worked out today. He was the only player that worked out for the Rams. They did this purposely because more him, he needs to see where he's at. Although he did work out the facility, he actually went through with the workout, you generally get a physical. So assuming that went well, maybe he's, you know, one veteran agent said, listen, the reason why he's delaying this is he just doesn't want to go to training camp. Maybe so. I don't know that. But they're so intriguing. You know, they redid their secondary. They got both starting corners for the Chiefs. So it's kind of funny with Watson and Trent McDuffie. They're super intriguing. Something I look forward to seeing Aaron Rodgers, who was piping out about my former employer yesterday.
Yeah.
Won't go into that, but they're an intriguing team with Mike McCarthy, a Pittsburgh, he's a Yinzer, he's from Pittsburgh. Him and Rodgers reunited. I can't believe that's like the under-discussed story, Ben, on your question. Rodgers a little bit critical of McCarthy towards the end, so I look forward to seeing that and how that ends up, and I'll be with the Patriots, should be for 2 days later this month. Ben, is A.J. Brown the missing piece? Because the receiver core, they overachieved greatly. Are they really going to be as good as their record was last season? I doubt it. They're certainly the favorite, but I'm probably going to pick the Bills. And I'll see Baltimore soon. They're 90 minutes from my home, so they're close. And hopefully I'll see you in Ashburn, which is about a 2.5-hour drive for me. But Washington's another intriguing team because so much change on this football team. Look, defensive scheme, offensive scheme, coaches, personnel. I mean, there's a lot going on with this team.
No doubt about it. Adam Kaplan, there's always a lot going on in your world. At Kaplan with a C, NFL, Kaplan NFL on X, Twitter. And again, you can find him on Sirius XM and all over the place. It does a lot of stuff with them, the Inside the Birds site as well. Adam, thanks so much for the time. And hey, maybe we'll book next time. I think Washington needs to get somebody. I'll book you for that too, and then that way it'll just happen.
All right, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. All right, Adam Kaplan there. The Aaron Donald thing is very interesting. I mean, it's not like the Rams have already don't already have like the probably the Super Bowl favorite if they get Aaron Donald, and he's actually like anything close to what he was. Whew, that is going to be frightening. All right, 301-230-0980. We've got a segment here to discuss. What do you want to talk about with the Commanders, Diggs or otherwise? Ben standing with you till 7 here on the Team 980.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
We are going to talk about something other than the Commanders at the top of the hour. Anthony Davis is eligible for a four-year, $275 million contract extension starting tomorrow. We need to talk about that. We're going to do that at the top of the hour, but if you want to call in right now, 301-230-0980. Our guy Lap is on the phone. He's always got something fun to say, and today's a fun day to say things. So Lap, Stephon Diggs is in town. What do you think?
Hey man, I'm pumped, man. I'm really excited. I can't wait to see what happens. So I wanted Debo. Sorry, I'm
where you at?
Yeah. So you know those little, the little Velcro looking covers under the bottom. Mine's just like loose, I guess, from the snow. It's making like this crazy noise. Sound worse than what it is, but yeah, I had to pull over so you can hear me, man. But it's annoying. I gotta get it fixed. Yeah. So I was really excited about Stephon Diggs, bro. Good show. Good to hear from you, man. And I want to know what you think. Will we rank in the NFC East now that this move is done? And I wanted to ask you, did you look at Michael Irvin's interview with Debo? Because, man, Debo, what he said about Jaden and Terry, and, you know, you could tell, like, he really wanted to be here. And I was hurt that he went back to San Fran. But I really like this Stephon Diggs. Nobody can double-team Terry. Some of these other young guys, you know, can step up. You know, and I'm excited, man. Just another weapon out there, and it was much needed. So, just seeing what your take on it, man, and what you think, man. But I'm excited. I'm pumped for it.
Yeah, no, Lab, I really appreciate it. I need to go listen to that Debo interview with Michael Irvin. I heard somebody else mentioned it to me the other day. I talked about this earlier. Like, look, Debo Samuel is a playmaker. He's obviously been very successful in his career, you know, up and down because of some injuries and things like that. And he was, you know, very good the first five games of the year, and then there were other moments throughout the season. I just think that he is just not a traditional receiver. We just talked about this with Santana Moss at the top of the hour, that it's not that Debo can't do everything. It's just that he's not a traditional receiver in how he's going to get everything done, and Stephon Diggs is more of that standard, you know, route runner, guy that can line up in different places, inside, outside, and because of all that, it just gives you more options, I would say, if you're David Blau and Jaden Daniels, and I think ultimately that's why they went that way. All right, we're going to, right before we take a break, Bones is on hold. Bones, I assume you want to weigh in on the Stephon Diggs signing.
Oh, his phone keeps dropping.
Bones dropped. That's a tough one. I mean, look, again, the good part is, as much as I like speculation, we don't have to talk about Brandon Ayuk anymore as it relates to the Commanders. We don't have to really think about Debo Samuel anymore as it relates to the Commanders. These are now guys who were, well, actually they're both involved with San Francisco, as it turns out. And now we can just focus on, how does Stephon Diggs help Terry McLaurin, Jaden Daniels, David Blau with this offense? For where this group was a year ago, around this time, to now having McLaurin, Stephon Diggs, Chigga Conquo, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, Rashad White, and then other guys to mix in as well. It is a much more diverse group, a more explosive group. We talked about it before. Where is Diggs at in relation to Father Time? Remember how a year ago we were discussing that Terry McLaurin, oh boy, he's going on the wrong side of 30. This is when things start to go off the hill. Well, Diggs turns 33 in November. It's also ironic, Anthony, that we spent this whole summer or whole offseason, everybody's saying, got to get younger, got to get faster. I couldn't agree with all that more. And then everybody's like, oh, but you got to sign the 32-year-old receiver who's been in the league for a decade, who's now maybe lost just a little bit of a step, and that's why he's playing a little more in a slot. But that's where we're at.
I mean, it is quite ironic, but at the same token, I do think there's space for, you know, a veteran on this team now that we've gotten so much younger and a little bit quicker. Like, again, like if we had Bobby Wagner 2 years ago with, you know, this young group of guys, I would not have been opposed to, you know, bringing him in. Now, nah, I mean, I don't think that's, you know, all the way ideal.
Right. I mean, they did go out and get younger, faster across the board. And now, okay, it's like, well, what else do we sort of need to do? Like the other day, what did they do? They needed a cornerback. I thought corner was a bigger question than receiver. They go out and bring Rasul Douglas, who's also over 30. Now you get Diggs. It's like, okay, once you know exactly what you need and you've gotten those other younger guys, now you can go in and pick in a veteran or two. 2 years ago, the whole point was they brought in the veterans like Wagner, who did a very good job, to help raise the floor here because it had been such a disaster before. They did that to the nth degree, and now it is, okay, now we have to take the roster to another level, and a 32-year-old Diggs can come in and complement that. He's not necessarily having to be the lead for it, and that's important as well. We're going to take a break here. As I said, top of the hour, Anthony Davis. Tomorrow is a day where, hypothetically, He could get a 4-year, $275 million extension from the Wizards. How likely is that? We'll discuss that next here on the Team 980.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.